Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
It's Texas Tech, it's Oregon, it's a college football playoff quarterfinal, and I'll give you the prediction and the pick against the spread here at Heartland College Sports. I've been watching Texas Tech all season. I've done a ton of research, watched a lot of Oregon as well in the last couple of weeks, and let's dive into it here on the show. Thank you, as always, for joining us. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is your home for everything Big 12. We have free forums as well you can sign up for, and we appreciate you being here. If it's your first time here, please make sure you are subscribed to the channel and the podcast, and if you would be kind enough to leave us that 5-star rating and review, we'd greatly appreciate that. So, everyone thinks about Texas Tech historically, and what do they think about? They think about offense. This team is led by its defense. This is a top three defense, I would argue a top two defense in the country, along with Ohio State. And you have a Texas Tech team that was number one in the Big 12 in the rush defense category this season, giving up less than 70 yards per game on the ground. Going up against an Oregon rushing attack that was second in the Big 12 at 217 yards per game. Whoever wins that battle wins the game. And how I believe this is going to play out here is that Texas Tech is going to say to Dante Moore, beat us. Beat us. We're going to load up the box. We're going to stop the run. And we are going to force Dante Moore to beat us through the air. Can he do that? We'll find out. My gut right now is no, he can't. In the one game that Oregon lost against Indiana, Dante Moore threw 34 passes. Second most he threw all season outside of the Penn State game, which they won, but that game went to two overtimes. Oregon doesn't want or typically need Dante Moore to throw the ball more than 30 times in a game to win. It means they're running effectively and the offense is operating as it's supposed to. If Dante Moore needs to win the game for Oregon, that's good news for Texas Tech. You force them into a mistake or something like that. So if Oregon can't get Noah Whittington and Jordan Davison going, and these guys were both, you know, top 15 in the Big Ten in rushing and things like that. Whittington had an 800-yard season, 6.9 yards per carry. Damn impressive there. Davison, 6.25. That's how you end up with the number two rushing game in the Big Ten, trailing only Indiana. Can they get past a Tech defense that has just been lights out, giving up 11 points per game, that's second in the country to Ohio State, and was just incredible against the run this season? I just think it's going to be difficult. I think they've padded those stats against some mediocre competition this year, and they're going to see a Tech defense that they are just not expecting. No matter how much you watch it on film, they're not going to expect it. On the other side, Baron Morton, the Texas Tech quarterback, said this week he's about 85% healthy. He's had a lower leg injury all season. Said he was about 70% for the Big 12 championship game when they beat BYU. He's now about 85%. That's what he said this week. And Morton, through the passing game, is key to opening up this run game for Cameron Dickey and Jacoby Williams. Dickey finished third in the Big 12 with 1,100 rushing yards, a Big 12 best 14 rushing touchdowns. And you have this great 1-2 punch, just like Oregon does with Dickey and Williams. And Williams finished with 787 rushing yards and 6 touchdowns. Tech was second to only Utah in rushing yards per game. A healthy Morton only makes this offense even better. And that's where I think you're going to see better balance on that side of the ball for Texas Tech going up against this Oregon defense. Which, by the way, they are both ranked in the top 10 in scoring defense in the country. But Tech has been much more consistent. Tech's only given up 20 points, more than 20 points, one time this season. That was 26 in a loss to Arizona State. We'll see Texas Tech's rushing game outperform Oregon's in this game, just like we saw in Oregon's loss to Indiana. When the Hoosiers went for over 100 yards, Oregon finished the game with 81. I see a fairly evenly matched game here, but Texas Tech's defense makes a play like Indiana's did with two fourth quarter interceptions against Dante Moore to seal this victory late on behalf of the Red Raiders and give them a college football playoff win, which would only be the second college football playoff win in the history of the Big 12. TCU has the only Big 12 playoff win against Michigan back in 2022 in those semifinals. So I like Tech in this game. I believe the nation, many that have still either not believed in Tech or not seen Tech on the big stages, will be blown away by this defense, the balance on the offense, and the fact that in many ways, these two teams, I don't want to say they mirror each other, but there are a lot of similarities, not just on the field, but even off the field. With how Oregon has, of course, that Phil Knight money, Tech now is like, look at us with the Cody Campbell money. They're both new kids on the block. There's a lot of storylines here, but in the end, give me Texas Tech to win the game outright. That means they'll cover the spread. They're about a 1.5 to 2.5 point underdog, depending on where you look. And I'll say Texas Tech 31, Oregon 24 in the college football playoff quarterfinal matchup in Miami Gardens, Florida, coming up this week. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We've got more previews and predictions coming your way. One of the many reasons you have to be subscribed right here to the channel at Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. We've got more coming your way right here on the website, on the podcast, and on the show, heartlandcollegesports.com. Let's dive into the Las Vegas Bowl. Nebraska and Utah facing each other in this one. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12. We're glad you are joining us. The pick against the spread, the preview, the prediction, it is right here on the show. If you're a Big 12 fan, please make sure you are subscribed to the channel as always and right on the podcast. So this game is obviously Morgan Scalzi's first game as the head coach of Utah. That's a big deal. Matt Rhule trying to prove he can actually win ranked games, even though he can't really do that. I mean, it's like 2-24 against ranked teams over his career. It's really bad for Matt Rhule. So why would this game be any different? Well, I'll explain to you why it won't be, and then I'll give you a pick on the minus 14 number in favor of the Utes. First off, Nebraska is the fifth worst in the Big Ten in rushing yards allowed per game. They now take on a Utah team that is number one in the Big 12 by 70 yards per game in rushing yards per contest. They're averaging 269 yards per game. You look at this Nebraska team down the stretch, lost to Penn State, lost to Iowa, big in both games, gave up over 200 rushing yards in both games. Expect Utah to have a lot of success on the ground. Obviously, we know for Nebraska, Dylan Raiola is going to be not playing in this game because of the leg injury, the transfer portal, and everything around that. That means TJ Latif, the freshman quarterback, is looking to make a strong impression and put himself in the driver's seat at that position going into next year. He's been okay down the stretch. For a freshman, he's been fine thrown into the limelight like that. He hasn't been great, but he's going to have his biggest weapon on the sidelines as well. Running back Emmett Johnson not playing in this game for the Huskers. So you're looking at that side of the ball, and you're saying, okay, I got a Utah defense that was, I mean, was it the best Utah defense Morgan Scalzi's ever had? No, it wasn't the best Utah defense he's ever had, but it was still very good. It was still one of the better defenses in the Big 12 this season, especially when it comes to points per game allowed. Utah was really, and this is not something we typically say about Utah, but it was a bend but don't break defense this year. That's what it was. So they gave up the second fewest points per game in the Big 12, 18.7 points per game, trailing only Texas Tech, despite the fact that when it came to things like against the run, they ranked near the bottom of the Big 12 in rushing yards allowed per game. And then against the pass as well, they were middle of the pack. So they weren't great necessarily, but they locked it down in the red zone. That's something they were very good at. And you tell me right now, how do you feel when it comes to, you know, this offense for Nebraska being able to take advantage in the red zone against this Utah defense. I don't like their odds one bit. I just don't. And that's where I think that Utah is going to have itself a field day. On the ground with the running game, Dampier, Bird Ficklin may get some run here as well. And then, of course, just that running back, really tandem trio that they've got going between the quarterbacks and the running backs with the Utes. And then you factor in the fact that Morgan Scalley is going into this game realizing that, you know what, if he wants to get this thing off on the right foot, after all the drama around Kyle Whittingham stepping aside, taking the Michigan job, man, he needs a big-time performance in this game coming up this week. He just does. All right, Nebraska is depleted. Matt Rhule can't beat a top 25 team to save his life, going back to, you know, Baylor. So why would it magically start now? It won't start now. Nebraska beats bad teams. They lose to better teams and definitely ranked teams. That's just how it goes. And I don't expect this game to be any different. The only thing that concerns me a bit, if I want to find something like this for Utah, it's their starting tackle, Spencer Fano, and Caleb Lomu are missing the game. They've opted out preparing for the NFL draft. They are expected to be first-round picks coming up this spring. So now it's on Olsen and Williams as the backups to fill that gap. That will be tough. But still, everything about this game cuts in favor of Utah. So I'm going with the Utes and a convincing win. I'll go Utah 38, Nebraska 17. Utah ends up covering the 14-point spread in this game against the Huskers. Matt Rhule's struggles continue against top 25 teams, and this game ends up being no different. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Always appreciate you being here, joining us as a part of the show. Make sure you're subscribed. We'll talk to you soon, and enjoy the game.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Let's talk a little Sun Bowl. It's Arizona State and Duke. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports, where we cover the Big 12. Subscribe to the channel. Thanks for being here as always. We appreciate your time right here on the show. So this is an intriguing game. You've got an Arizona State team that finished 8-4 and has a lot of new faces, faces we didn't maybe expect to play big pieces this year throughout the season. And you have a Duke team that won the ACC that really no one saw coming. So it's an intriguing matchup from that perspective. Duke's unranked, even though they won the ACC championship against number 17, Virginia. They're a three-point favorite entering the game. The over-under set at 49.5. And just a little historical tidbit for you, the Sun Bowl is the second oldest bowl game in the country after the Rose Bowl. How about that? So this game comes down to, can Arizona State get the running game going? Relique Brown, who had a very good season, 1,000-yard rusher, replacing Cam Scadaboo, has opted out of the game. Who's going to carry the run game for Arizona State? Now, it's easy to say Jeff Sims, dual threat quarterback, the backup to Sam Levitt, but he's played the back half of the season, so he's not your traditional backup getting thrown into a bowl game. The easy answer is Jeff Sims, but I think somebody else has to step up. My best bet would be Kanye Udo, who had 240 yards this season, 56 carries, and a couple of scores. He showed some promise when given opportunities down the stretch, had a good game against Colorado, 9 carries for 62 yards and a touchdown. So they've got to figure out the run game. They've got to get it going. That's where they can try to keep up with what should be a potent Duke passing attack, which I'll get to here in a second. But that's what this game comes down to for Arizona State. You're going up against a Duke defense that is not very good. 14th in the ACC against the pass, 12th in the ACC against the run, giving up nearly 29 points per game. That's 13th in the league. This Duke defense is vulnerable. Arizona State can take advantage. But with Jeff Sims at quarterback, it's got to be on the ground. All right, that's just the reality for how you have to win this game if you're Kenny Dillingham and you're Arizona State. You need Jeff Sims to kind of have that game that he had. What was that 200-yard rushing game he had against Iowa State and Ames in early November? He's got to have a game like that for you to feel good about this thing and go out there and win it. That's what has to happen. On the other side, you've got an Arizona State defense that was better versus the run than the pass. That sets up well for Duke, which had the number two passing offense in the ACC this season. So can Darian Mensa, their quarterback, who had a Duke record 30 touchdown passes, light up this Arizona State secondary? He threw for 3,600 yards, had just one interception in nine conference games. If he keeps that kind of consistency going, Duke will put points up on the board, and Arizona State is going to have to answer with an offense that is not built to go blow for blow, big strikes. That's not how Arizona State's going to win this game, if it's going to win this game. So a lot of that is going to be about how this game ultimately plays out. I believe Arizona State can control this game on the ground, slow it down, long methodical drives against a very suspect defense at best. And then if Jeff Sims gets this thing going, Arizona State can pull off the mild upset here. And it sets up well for Arizona State to do just that. Kenny Dillingham is fresh off this new contract. He wants to build a lot of momentum going into the offseason. He wants to rally the fan base, find a couple of big donors around the program. A big win against Duke, the ACC champion, helps do just that. Arizona State ranks third in the Big 12 in time of possession. Duke was ninth in the ACC. If you have a veteran quarterback in Jeff Sims who can control the pace of this game for Arizona State, the Sun Devils will pull off the upset and win this game. He just has to avoid the big mistake, which has plagued him at times this season, whether it's a fumble, whether it's the three picks against Arizona. He's got to avoid those big mistakes. And if he does that, Arizona State is well positioned to pull off a win against the Duke team that, you know, I know they won the ACC, but man, you look up and down that schedule, it was fairly unimpressive by and large. So give me Arizona State. Yes, with the backups, no Jordan Tyson, but he's been out a while anyway. They weren't going to win this game through the air. So give me in this game, Arizona State in a 23-20 win over Duke in what is a somewhat ugly game on the ground. That's how it's going to be. And I'll take the Sun Devils to take care of business and go into the offseason on a high note and a 9-win season. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Make sure that you are subscribed right now to the channel as we cover everything Big 12. A lot of bowl games still to come. We appreciate you being here at heartlandcollegesports.com.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.